Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. A happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected from Milwaukee to Maybelline to Mobile to Colorado Springs, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air. It's Bogus. It's me, Miraz. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Pete the Body with us, Intern Anna with us, Peter Schwartz with us. It's a fun old Friday.
And a double set of cities.
Yeah, why not?
Look at you.
Why not?
It's the last time. It's the last time you're doing this.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good point. Forget Fridays. This is the last time I'm in the power chair on the DA show ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. DA might be off. They might feel like, you know, a little light with just you. Call me back in.
Well, my assumption would be whoever gets your job would be with me in these scenarios moving forward.
I would not assume that.
Okay.
Remember, I had to produce the DA show for like 6 or 7 years to get that opportunity.
Yeah, but now it's built in.
I don't know about that.
So, fine.
I think Pete agrees. I do not know about that.
The safer assumption, Pete, I'll put that one aside. Assumption number two, probably a more valid one, is they're not going to send you back here from the fan. Once you leave here, it's like this place doesn't exist.
Right.
Not by your choice, by their choice. They don't send fan people here to fill in.
And if that's not true again.
And if that doesn't work over there.
Keith McPherson and Sal Licata both filled in on Maggie and Perloff over the last year.
That's not this. That's a different thing. They were not coming from here before the fan.
Okay. I'm just saying, never say never.
I'd say never on that front.
I would agree with Bogus. I feel like...
You guys really just want to bury me. You want me out of here.
No, just as a reality.
You're going to a spot where I don't think you're going to be moving around much. And if you move around, you're going to be...
It's not moving around. It's a one-off. You have nobody else to fill in. Hey, you want to do this for a day? We'll pay you.
No.
I don't think that's happening.
Door's closed.
Huh.
Yeah. This is it.
This is the last time I'm ever going to do a Summer Friday with you guys. Is that right?
You're almost as good of an actor as a singer. That made sense.
Because
those weren't real tears.
Those weren't real tears. Yeah, and anyway, point is, this may not be it forever. You never know.
It will be.
I'm gonna go on BetQL.
Why do you want me to go?
Nobody wants you to go. I just can't. I there are things that can't be overlooked. And this is one of them. They're not going to send you back here to fill in for a day.
Right. You're gone.
Chris McMonagle filled in with me a couple times.
Not different person.
All right.
Different situation, different setup.
So you heard it, folks. Everybody out in Boise wants to hear me again. You heard what Bogus and Pete are doing.
Moved to New York.
Pushing me out the door. All right. So, by the way, when you think of me in the DA show, 10 years.
Yeah.
Is Canadian bacon my lasting legacy?
Oopsies.
So pooping in my drawers.
Twice.
Okay. Pete, Canadian bacon?
No, the drawers.
Are you guys kidding me? That's the legacy I leave behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
And it was once. The other time was on a PGP.
Oh, that counts.
And at home on Robitussin.
Still counts.
Still, that counts twice, maybe.
Because unlike you, I'm not blaming Robitussin for that.
I invented a segment that now have other people trying to emulate me and maybe better than me. Like, that is a legacy.
It would be had you not soiled yourself twice on a microphone.
Right. And then also your journal, too.
The fat journal. Which is really Pete's legacy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, speaking of soiling themselves, James Harden in the playoffs does that often.
Hey. That's a pros segue.
Okay. So, Chris Mannix, who hasn't answered a text of mine in 4 years, reported yesterday.
Will you be texting him about the new job, and then he'll answer right away because you wrote FAN? And
I'm making a joke. Chris has always been great to the show,
the other one,
except the last two playoff runs.
That's the other thing he'll be known for, guests.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so tired. I am so tired of being left unread. I am so tired of being left unread. And I am so tired of the NBA playoffs. Oh. Thank goodness Ian Thompson understands Zoom, because I would have been in real trouble. Chris Mannix yesterday reported that there are strong rumblings that the 76ers may be content to keep Harden for the season if they cannot find a suitable trade. Harden, they believe, could be motivated in a contract year, and the Sixers may be comfortable risking losing him for nothing if they do not get an offer that includes the draft picks or young talent they may want. Oh, yeah, that should end real well. James Harden, who didn't get the extended offer from the Sixers, who basically came back to the Sixers and said, okay, trade me, is now going to be a happy camper all year? Did the 76ers not learn from Ben Simmons being out all year with whatever the heck was going on with the mental injuries, whatever? James Harden, you want, by the way, getting another year more archaic, and you want to risk losing from, like, why? You think that now running the band back, now you're going to go win a finals with an unhappy Harden?
This is a guy...
Are you kidding?
That we half joke about wearing a fat suit in Houston while he was unhappy. And then all of a sudden, I was thin again in Brooklyn. This is the guy that's going to be a good soldier with motivation to get paid. The fact that he opted back in this year means he knows there's no market or a limited market for him outside of Philadelphia. So he opts back in. He's insulted that he had to opt back and then they didn't give him a big, you know, basically a blank check. And that's going to just be all cleared up while they have a staring contest over
his
future.
No way.
Come on now.
There is no way. So I got to think that the Sixers floated this out there to warn teams that you can't just have James Harden.
Yeah.
I got to think that that's what this is. But there's no, I mean, we saw Harden basically get traded halfway out of that season at Brooklyn. I guess conceivably the Sixers could start the year with Harden and see teams get more desperate and do an in-season trade. I guess that's the leverage they have, start the season. But there is no way James Harden finishes the season in Philly.
No, I mean, it's similar to Lillard in Portland. You need to be patient here. You need to win this trade. You can't just make the trade for the sake of making the trade to get the guy off your roster. But if we're picking one or the other, I think Lillard shows up and plays. Like, Harden's the one you can't trust here.
Yeah.
You just can't, because the end of Houston was embarrassing, shameful, entertaining.
Yeah, he became James and the Giant Leech.
Right. You can't. And why that wouldn't happen again in Philadelphia is beyond me. So they can be patient here, but at some point they're playing with fire with this guy, and that would be my concern. So you've got some time here.
And you don't want to tick off Embiid either.
No, or waste another year of Embiid being peak Embiid.
And he's also on Doc Rivers' Sixers.
Right,
this
new
is
head
Nick
coach.
Nurse who I mean, basically runs guys into the ground. James Harden's going to be doing wind sprints in practice.
He's got multiple hamstrings to pop, an oblique to give out, clubs to dance at.
Yeah.
They got to do something.
No, they need to figure this out. And right now, Begu leads Belinkova, and Medvedev leads Monarino. So there you go. That's what's going on at the Old England Club.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knew what you meant by just giving those names.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm not sure I got the same channel on both TVs, but that wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, completely random, by the way.
Okay, either way, can I tell you guys a story?
No.
Always.
It's a DA show story. We all know moist pork, right?
Love
Moisha Plotnick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So moist pork, heart of gold. I'm going to say everything positive about moist pork. Moist pork first. Moist hork would be a weird one, huh?
But it'll be somebody's nickname in a second.
Yeah. So moist pork, great guy, Bogues. All right.
I said this. My most favorite person to meet at Bob's Bar 3.
Yeah, and him barreling over people to take a picture with Katie Linendoll, classic moment. I feel like I could have like real conversations about like life with moist pork.
Yeah,
I really
he'd
do.
Probably give you good advice.
Yeah, you know, he was talking to me. He was great at the Bob's Bar Show, sitting on the couch. I love the man. He's great. Moist pork, I think, and it's not his fault. A little detached from reality on what exactly goes on here. I don't know if he thinks we live here, besides work here. But yesterday was an interesting day. So full disclosure, what usually happens here is by about 10:30 a.m. Eastern, unless it's a PGP taping day. Those days are the exceptions that take till about 11 a.m. Us as a show are out of here. With the Bogus, when he does updates, sometimes I stay really late. But the rest of us, it's see you later. We get out of here. We usually have metered parking till 11. Yesterday happened to be a one-off weird day that nobody would have been aware of, including Moist Pork, where I ended up here until like 1 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I had a new show meeting with everything. So I'm sitting upstairs in this conference room, and I get a text from Andrew Kaplan, our Wizard of Watch DA, at around 12:30. A time, by the way, I probably would have been already home and finishing working out. And he goes, are you still in the building for this meeting? There is somebody downstairs. Moist Pork has sent somebody to deliver something for you, and they won't let them up, which they wouldn't with the access in our building. You have to, like, when you get a food delivery or something, they have to have a cell phone to call up. And I was at the time, but there was no way I couldn't leave the meeting to, like, tell the bosses, very really important people in the business, hey, Moist Pork has something for me in the lobby.
Medvedev just won.
Did he? Good, yeah. For Medvedev. And Kaplan at this point is home feeding his kid. Pete is nowhere to be found. DA's off. You're gone.
Yeah.
So I leave. By the time I get in the car, I finally get a message from Moist Pork. I'm already on my way home. And I'm like, Moist, I'm not there. I'm going, tomorrow I'm not going to be there. He goes, I don't know what to do. I need this delivered. I felt really bad because he's clearly spent money on something or time on something.
Right.
Finally, a hero came through. I get a text from Pat Boyle last night, who was here late. Hey, Moist Pork had me pick this up for you. It's in your cubby. So here's the package right here.
By the way, Boyle, my suggestion.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Why, yes. You told him to do that?
Because Moist Pork reached out to me 1:42 Eastern yesterday with the story. I said, is the guy, and I didn't realize what he exactly needed. So I said, is it something like perishable, like food or flowers?
Yeah.
And is the guy like standing in the lobby? And he said, no, he's from his nearby store. He'll come back if someone can meet him. So I'm trying to think now who's here in the afternoon, who's free. Because between the summer and other things, like, we have kind of the bare minimum. And once we get to the afternoon, there's no one just kind of sitting in our newsroom. Everyone's got a job where they need to be in the studio. But then it dawned on me, because he tweeted about it, that Boyle's there doing updates.
And he's never there in that spot.
Right. And he's got, so he knows who Moist is. He understands the whole thing. And he's got pockets of free time. So I suggested to Moist Pork, get to Boyle. He got the Boyle. And now you have this.
All right. So Boyle, very lucky for Moist to be there. I just want to alert everybody. You don't have to get us anything ever, ever, ever. So this is such a nice gesture. But just know that unlike you guys at your regular offices, we are not just sitting around here after the show ends until like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Also, we don't have, I mean, there's a desk for it, and there used to be someone there, but we don't have like a receptionist. Like, there's no like welcome person that you can just call from downstairs.
It is as low budget as maybe you could even imagine.
So part of it's our fault. Like, we don't even have a phone. Like, you know, when I've applied for things like my car lease, or they're like, what's your, you know, where do you work? What's the phone number? And I don't, what's our phone number? Like, I don't know the phone number to hear that's not calling in to be on the
855-212-4227.
Right. You can't call that number to verify my employment because you want to give me a car lease.
I don't know. But the bottom line, I felt very bad. Like, Moist, I mean, I don't know what to tell. Like, this is just when we're here, you know? So, anyway, I don't want to, like, do this totally on camera, because if it's a brand name or something with sponsorships, it could be a bottle of hot sauce.
Let's find out
what Moist Pork took the very nice time to get. Wow, by the way. Oh, he had a card.
Of course.
Okay, here's the card. Spelt right. Sean, S-H-A-U-N. Thanks for all the laughs. Don't forget about us. Mm. See you on the flip side. Good luck. M-P.
I like it.
He signed it M-P.
But
that was
he
really
didn't
nice.
Sign it. Somebody in the store signed it and wrote like a ransom note, I would think.
So that was really cool. Thank you, M-P. Stands for Moist Pork or Moisha Plotnik.
Either one.
So it's wrapped in very green, Christmassy threads, which I'm showing to the camera here. And this looks like it could be aluminum foil, I think. So maybe it's a little food.
It's not foil.
Okay. And it's not Pat Boyle.
Is it stuck in the bag?
I'm trying to get the card. I want to keep the card.
Okay.
I'm going to hang it on my Christmas tree. All right. So here's the bag. Well, I want to make sure, again, you don't want to annoy sponsors here. Or I guess I could show it. I just can't say it. Oh, wow.
All right.
I'm not. Just know this. I'm showing you not the brand name.
Is that iced tea?
It's not iced tea.
Apple juice?
It's Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
All right.
This is a nice bottle.
I think I can read the label backwards through the
can you?
Liquid.
Okay. Either way, I might need a stiff drink tonight if they're working with you.
Well, there you go.
Moist, that's a great job. Thank you, Moist. You didn't have to do that at all. In fact, I don't even know if it's radio legal that you did, but thank you very much, Moist Pork. That's great, and I appreciate that I've given you all those laughs. Thank you. Maybe you should come home with me. Say something funny, Andrew.
Well, now he could absolutely live with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
He's going to give gifts.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he's trying to butter. Oh, you think this was buttering him up to get him involved with the job here? We might do some live interviews with some people tomorrow.
Next week, there better be gifts for me and Pete if we're about getting, you know, we're the gatekeepers to the job. Butter us up.
Yeah.
Live with Bob and Nancy, give us gifts, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Wink, wink.
So we'll see if you guys all had that. But anyway, very nice gesture by Moist Pork. And a message to anybody, if you ever, ever, even after I leave, look to send something to the studio, just know we're not here. 855-212-4227.
But I can give you Pete's home address. Just DM me and send things right to Pete's house. Right. Or deliver them yourself. That's your call.
Yeah, send all Sean's gifts to my house.
What's wrong with that?
That'll go over well.
By the way, I did see DA's fat dog the other day. The hot dog?
Yeah, right? I wasn't wrong.
Wow, what a girthy dog.
I wasn't wrong.
I guess it's a Rhode Island specialty, girth dog?
I don't know. They grow them bigger in Rhode Island, apparently.
Yeah. Which is ironic because where they went in Rhode Island, they have a couple of like the dachshunds, which are wiener dogs.
Oh, right, yes.
So it's funny that they have thick hot dogs in Rhode Island and also hot dog dogs in Rhode Island.
Is it a connection or is it a coincidence?
But the hot dogs aren't thick. Just the hot dogs are thick.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, but it still fits. They still kind of go hand in hand.
Do they?
Because the hot dog that you eat looks kind of like the dog.
Yeah. It's true. Man, we've given people some deep thoughts today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We really have. By the way, July. We still training.
Hashtag it's June.
Yeah. All right, we come back.
Is August.
When we come back, we're stunned. Well, we didn't have JPP, didn't blow off a hand here. Nobody got arrested. This has been a very...
I didn't tell you. We had one of those moments on the 4th of July
where
things got shot off and we...
Whatever. Oh, up! Can we tease that? Because I need something for before stunned.
I almost died. Neck.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The DA
CBS
Show.
Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Please knock. Dan in Mechanicsburg is asleep in the Lazy Boy. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I like this beat. It's a good summer beat. We only got a couple more fast food filibusters left, too, on a summer Friday, huh?
We'll roll those out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm dancing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to come over going to the pool later, folks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on over, man. Bring the kids over. We'll hop in. I got the flap top now. Maybe a little sausage and peps.
Was it your producer?
Will Badlands be there?
No.
Ah.
No. No.
All right.
You can come see my grass that's burnt up now.
We'll watch you cut it. We'll taunt you as you're...
It's going to be like a hayride today.
Will that fan money get you an upgrade to a rider mower? Ride-on mower? No.
No. Have that money come first.
Crunching and munching.
All right. Former Bengals running back Corey Dillon is angry at the team. Well, I didn't want to start there. Oh, I meant to start with something else. Oh.
Pete, from the top. 3, 2, and 1.
All right. Here we go.
Please knock. Dan in Mechanicsburg is asleep in the Lazy Boy. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio on this summer Friday.
We're dancing.
We don't have any. Yeah, we're dancing, baby. I love this music on a Friday. And you know what? We don't have many of those fast food filibusters left either. We got to start playing those soon.
I start rolling them out.
All right. All right. You know, folks, you want to come over later? Hit
no,
the pool,
thank you.
Listen to the music.
I'm
I got
busy
the flat
today.
Top now. Maybe we look a little sausage and peppers.
It sounds delicious, but I already have plans. Thank you, though.
All right. I'll have to invite Badlands then. Now, when I say Hit Me Baby One More Time is a great song from that era.
Yeah.
I want you to eliminate two names from your head right now.
Okay.
How old are you?
43.
Okay, and I'm 36. Pete, how old are you? 37, 38?
38.
38. Okay, guys, ready? We're going to play the game. Schwartz is a little older, so he'll have a different answer to this.
Okay.
Are you 50 yet, Schwartz?
I will be 56 in
7 years.
Week.
Oh, week.
1 week.
Okay.
So you look good for 50. I honestly was thinking maybe 49.
I think you were just trying to be nice.
No, I really.
No, I think you were really just trying to be nice.
I swear to you, I wasn't. In the irony of all ironies, I wasn't. I really had to ask. I'm like,
you like Dairy Queen? Because I've had people come up to me at games and say, oh, are these your grandchildren?
No.
Yes.
That's not right. They don't look like your grandchildren. You don't look like a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess Bradley Schwartz getting a little older. I saw his deep voice really bellowed at Bob's bar. You never know. And Jared just became a man.
He did,
All right. Well, I say this because close your eyes and eliminate Carson Palmer and Chad Ochocinco. I say Bengals first name that comes to mind.
Yeah. Corey Dillon.
Pete?
Corey Dillon.
Oh, you know what? Can I TJ Houshmandzadeh? No.
TJ Houshmandzadeh?
Yeah.
But that wasn't the first name that came to mind for you.
Are we talking about history?
No. Time? I'm just talking about our like... Of course, Ken Anderson, Chris Collinsworth, Munoz. But you know what I mean? What we lived through.
I would have said Hoosh, but because Dillon's in my head now because I know where we're going.
Like when I say Giants, answer. I think Trahan, Tiki Barber. I don't think Y.A. Tittle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Boomer.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
A little older. It's Corey Dillon. So that's why I found this story interesting. Corey Dillon is not... I believe, as long as I've read the story right, not in the Bengals' Ring of Honor?
No.
Which, again, you're the Bengals. You would think a lot of people from right now will eventually end up in your Ring of Honor. But, you know, we've mentioned some of the names here, right? Ochocinco, Palmer. You mentioned Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah.
We could talk about, clearly, Boomer, Ken Anderson, Collinsworth, and Munoz, and anybody else you want to add from those teams, fine. So, apparently, the franchise... is not themselves deciding who goes in the Ring of Honor. Instead, they are allowing season ticket holders and suite holders to be, like, the lead voters on this. And he is the Bengals' all-time leading rusher. He, you know, had issues with the club at the end, including ending up with the Patriots. I believe the line was, I would rather flip burgers than be here, or something like that, when he was in a contract holdout. So I guess he's rubbed people in Cincinnati the wrong way. And as a result, he has not been voted into the Ring of Honor because of those season ticket holders and suite holders. And he has called the Bengals' selection process of this garbage.
Yeah, so the odd thing is, and I had to re-remember this last night, this is only 2 or 3 years old. The Bengals only just started this.
Okay.
And Boomer's not in it.
Oh!
The initial class was Ken Anderson, Anthony Munoz, Ken Riley, and then Paul Brown. And then last year, Isaac Curtis and Willie Anderson went in. Now, maybe Boomer's going in this year, or they haven't announced who's going in yet this year, but Boomer is not officially in it yet. Neither's Carson Palmer, neither's Chad. So,
Okay, but hold on. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Corey Dillon, I think, should be in before Carson Palmer and Chad just because of sequence of, like, if it only started, you know, he was the little before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of similar era, but right before them. Now, did Dillon ever cross paths with Palmer? They might have been on the same team, but I feel like Dillon was before that.
I thought there was maybe 1 or 2 years.
All right. Can I make a case why Boomer's not in?
Sure.
Boomer works every single Sunday on the NFL on CBS. It is very difficult to get Boomer there. Like, you don't want to put somebody in the Ring of Honor who can't be there, can't speak. That's part of the bit. So I wonder if the Bengals are acknowledging, you know what, Boomer, let's wait for him to kind of wind down his NFL TV duties at some point in his life.
What if
and then
they
put
have
him
a
in.
Thursday night home game?
Or Monday night.
They've done that with, okay, so this is going to be my counteract. Guys who work in media, and Boomer does everyday radio in New York City, okay? When I know when the Giants have done this, a Michael Strahan, if you will, it was a Monday night game that he got in, and they did that with Phil Simms at the time
right.
as well.
But I also think Cincinnati recently missed a Sunday to be honored in Pittsburgh.
Did he? Okay.
I think so. Or right, did so, the pre, like, did the 12 to 1 slot and then hopped on a plane and got to Pittsburgh, like, for a Sunday night game?
So maybe that's what Boomer needs to do. But Boomer also, and he works radio every day in New York.
I also have this weird thought that they're, that Boomer and the organization are not the best of friends, because maybe Boomer's been critical of Mike Brown.
Okay.
Running things?
Well, he's a nominee this year.
He is a nominee this year. There's like 11 nominees.
Okay, yeah, then I'm completely wrong. Maybe Boomer would, I mean, it's a great honor, so maybe Boomer just finds a way to make it work.
But I think
they've hired J.J. Watt and Matt Ryan. I think he can miss a day.
But back to Corey Dillon, I think the problem with Corey Dillon right now is that it's just timing. He can't go in before some of these guys who are not in yet, as they're just starting. Like, there's a backlog. Like, Dillon can't be angry yet that he's not in.
Well, he's not even a nominee.
Boomer's got it. No, he is a nominee now.
What they is he complaining about? What are we doing in the story? What is he complaining about?
He's
You're
complaining about that the team moved. His biggest gripe was the team's letting season ticket holders and suite holders vote, not a media members, not a committee. And it's like, now we're wiping our hands
he's
of.
Not wrong. He's
they're
not
taking
wrong.
No
he's not
responsibility wrong. For who gets in because, oh, it's just this is who the fans want in, as opposed to the organization doing it in a scientific way.
From that standpoint of the story, he's not wrong. But, dude. How about you just wait to see if you get in at some point in the next 3 years before knocking them?
Or wait until like 2026.
Right.
When they've cleared the backlog of the historical names in the franchise, and then you're still not getting put in.
Now, the other thing I hate about this, why am I having deja vu like this happened on the DA show before? I'm having like really weird deja vu. Was this a topic about somebody else before? I hate when people want to pound the chest to get themselves in a Ring of Honor.
I do think that this has come up somewhat recently.
Where it's, it just comes across as, let it take care of it. You shouldn't be the one thumping your chest about this.
Well, we also,
and it's different than thumping your chest about getting into a sports hall of fame where maybe you feel like you've been overlooked.
Right.
Brady? Was it with Brady's getting honored?
No, I'm telling you, like, I feel like this was like 5 years ago.
Oh, we also had the David Freese thing recently where he said, please don't put me in the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yet.
But, I mean, the idea that you should be pumping up. I need to be in the Ring of Honor. Get lost.
Yeah, and I don't know why he's angry now. This seems quick to be angry that you're not in when they've only done two classes.
Yeah, I mean, some might call him a Dillon. In Cincinnati, he's a villain right now.
That
it's
is...
not funny.
No.
That might be the worst one.
Even I must admit. I mean, I did not like that one.
That one was awful.
There's at least five or six of the nominees this year.
Yeah.
That probably have to go in before him.
Who? Let's see them.
Well, let's go through it. Jim Breach probably has to go in before him. James Brooks, questionable. Chris Collinsworth's got to go in before him.
Yeah, I got an easy fix. When they're home Sunday night, get him in.
Boomer.
Okay.
David Fulcher.
Okay.
Chad Johnson. Tim Krumrie's got to go in
before
him.
Wait a minute, Chad Johnson didn't go in either? Who went in? Just Ken Anderson and Munoz?
Dave Lapham's got to go in before him.
Right. How many are they putting in every year?
So they've got, there was the first class was Paul Brown, Munoz, Ken Anderson, and Ken Riley. So that's four.
Okay.
And then they added Willie Anderson and Isaac Curtis last season.
Okay, so they're doing these all on one that we don't even know.
So that's six guys over 2 years.
That's not even a ring yet.
No.
Remember when they
it's opened, like a corner of an end zone honor.
When they opened MetLife Stadium, the Giants put like 50 guys in right off the bat.
A little different history.
I get it, but I'm just saying, but I guess what the Bengals want to do is they don't want to run out of ceremonies that if you put everybody in all at once.
You space this out now, and then by the time you've figured it out, Burrow will be retired, and you put him in. And there you go. And Jamar Chase. Interesting, nonetheless.
And Corey Dillon will still be upset because he won't be
exactly.
In.
Yeah. Akili Smith going in next year. 855-212-4227.
Vontaze Perfect.
Oh, jeez. All right, Petey.
Let's lead off with baseball. How about that? We'll begin at Fenway Park in Boston.
Chopper off the plate by Yoshida. That's going to be a problem for Texas. Semien couldn't play it. And on to score Verdugo. And the Red Sox lead 10-5. They've had some good fortune in this inning.
Sean McDonough doing what he does best, baseball on Red Sox radio during Boston's 6-run seventh inning.
They might lead baseball in announcers in Boston. Between TV and radio, they have like seven different people cycling through there.
I honestly didn't realize Sean McDonough was still doing Red Sox.
And I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to when they're on, if there's a clear pattern, but sometimes McDonough, Dave O'Brien's over there. There's not Dave Fleming, another guy who's and Baltimore's like that too, between radio and TV. Kevin Brown, Melanie Newman.
A million people.
A million.
So why don't you apply to Baltimore or Boston?
They already have too many. They don't need more.
Well, what's one more? You get a couple series?
I don't need any more.
You get a Red Sox Royals series? You wouldn't take that?
I'm going to stay here. Somebody's got to keep Pete company.
Okay.
Somebody's got to produce Pete's in quiet.
Thank you. Yes, yes. I need a producer.
That has all the makings.
Again, I'm not a boss, not a decision maker, but we have a podcast company within Odyssey. I don't know how we're not jumping on Pete's in quiet already.
I'm aware, yeah.
Red Sox beat the Rangers 10-6. Now to St. Petersburg, where the Rays lost to the Phillies 3-1. In 11 innings, manager Kevin Cash's team, they've lost five in a row.
I felt good this entire stretch. We just haven't got it done. Sanchez threw the ball well. I don't know what separates him from anything. I personally think that's probably a little bit more on us. We're just not doing it.
Philly starter Christopher Sanchez gave up a run in four hits over six innings. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner with run-scoring singles in the top of the 11th. Now to Chicago, where the Blue Jays had already taken care of game one of a doubleheader from the White Sox, winning 6-2 and 11. And then the Blue Jays had the brooms out for the nightcap.
2-1. That's lined to the gap in right center field. That's down for a base hit, bounding all the way to the wall. Robert will pick it up as it rests on the warning track. Bichette's flying around the bases. He wants to score. Here's the relay throw. It's not in time.
Ben Wagner, Blue Jays radio. Blue Jays finish off the sweep, beating the White Sox 5-4. In game two. Speaking of announcers that should go after one of these jobs, Jacob Wilkins, our old friend.
Did he go to another job?
No, he's there in Binghamton for a few years now. He should be ready for a move up soon.
I agree. It wasn't that long ago. He looked dead in a chair here.
And then he walked by like a ghost.
Yeah.
And I was so excited that he was here.
With my Uncle Harry's suit from 1940.
Yeah, I think he actually was interviewing for the Mets job at that point.
Was he?
Yeah.
Maybe don't come dressed as a couch.
Who's that?
Last summer when I threw out the first pitch at the Somerset Patriots game, so we go to sit in our seats, and our seats are in the back row behind home plate right in front of the press box, and I'm sitting there with my family, and I'm like, I hear this voice, and I'm like, it's like strange, I know that voice, and Somerset was playing Binghamton, and I look up, and there's Jacob Wilkins, like, waving at me through the window.
Bellagio in a deep left, cha-ching, and they're on the board in the bottom of the second.
Speaking of minor league baseball, I'm going to my, I'm making my Long Island Ducks debut on Wednesday night. Are you going to be there?
I am doing, my next game I am doing is July 15th.
Why? You've never been to a Ducks game?
No.
That's you were supposed to go last year, and didn't it get, like, rained out or something? Like, or the, it was a threat
my
of the thing?
My family went without me. I didn't go to a game. They went for, like, a fundraising thing. We, but I don't remember not going. I was never supposed to go.
We were younger. We went with Little League, and somebody's parents lost their car in the parking lot.
How?
Exactly.
How?
It's not a, it's a minor league baseball parking lot, and it took them a half an hour, and they couldn't find their car.
There's one parking lot there.
Pete, I'm aware.
Oh, my God.
Pete, they had to wait for almost every car to pile out. My dad hung around, and then the car was right there. I'll never forget it. So Carlos Baerga played for the Ducks.
That's like going to a strip mall and losing your car.
20 years ago.
Pete, it was the sight is something from the backseat. Even as a young, not even child, I was like a teenager, I will never forget. Go, these people are stupid.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Like, I think that's their Explorer right there. In hindsight, maybe they were very high on marijuana. I don't know.
I mean, that's just, oof.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what else to say about that.
What can I tell you?
It's a 6,000-seat stadium, yeah. and the parking lot is attached to a big, giant court complex, and there's really not a whole lot of spots there.
You would have thought they parked at Disney and took the monorail over. Yeah, they had no idea what their car was.
I shouldn't feel bad about not being able to find my car once I owned a Ranger game at Yankee Stadium.
You couldn't find your car?
It's totally messed up what level of the garage we were on. Couldn't find it. And last night, that was another thing. Last night, we drove into the garage, and I wanted to park on the main floor of the garage. And the way we went in, it took us down to the lower level.
Oh, I hate that.
And Bradley said, Dad, I think this is the spot that we got the car lost at the hockey game that time. But at least it's a big garage with 50,000 people. I'm like, this is the how do you lose your car at a Ducks game?
The Wazzacks, I'll just say that.
Oh my God.
You've had some problems with that parking lot over there.
Yeah, you got stuck in the elevator once. You needed the New York City Fire Department to rescue you.
Oh yeah, that was going to the food tasting thing.
Yeah. Maybe you and Yankee Stadium don't mix.
I don't know. $47 parking, it might be something to that.
Oh.
Now to basketball, sort of a toxic situation in Las Vegas this week. Spurs first overall pick Victor Wembanyama says he believes pop star Britney Spears grabbed him from behind Wednesday night as he was walking into a restaurant at a Las Vegas casino. A little bit long here.
Something did happen a little bit when I was walking with some security of the team to some restaurant. We were in a hall, there was a lot of people, so people calling me, obviously. And there was one person who was calling me, but we talked before with the security, don't stop because it's gonna make a crowd. So I couldn't stop.
Spears claiming criminal activity.
Oops. She did it again.
Yeah.
I gotta get my Britney Spears Rolodex up.
Rolodex?
Yeah.
Just Google it.
Her whole catalog?
I'm a slave for you. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. This is your fault, Schwartz. All right. Schwartz, we'll finish that update next update.
Okay.
When we come back, how awesome is the Monet Davis career path? The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Last night was the Field of Dreams game, played at the cornfield.
No, dude, it's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. My bad.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
That's unbelievable stuff.
Thank God Pete and I watch baseball.
Based
on the two of you.
That is unbelievable. Who remembers 9 years ago, 2014, Monet Davis in the Little League World Series? How unbelievable a story she was. Just a great pitcher. She took the summer by storm. I've kind of forgotten about her over the years, but she popped up. She is interning now at 22 years old with the Los Angeles Dodgers with hopes of one day working in an MLB front office. So, Monet Davis, back in baseball, Bogues. Dodgers intern. Pretty cool.
I think that she has worked with our good friend Greg Caserta, because in between being Little League World Series star and current Dodgers intern, she pitched and played at Hampton University and has worked at MLB Network. And I'm
she worked at MLB Network?
Yeah, and I'm fairly certain that she and Greg and somebody else called some like high school level games on MLB Network, at least like for a 1 weekend assignment. I'm pretty sure of that. I could have texted Greg last night when you put this in the in the rundown, and I didn't because I'm a journalist. But yeah, I mean, this is pretty ridiculous. She was finished college on time, unlike you, so she's had the ability to go right back kind of into the workforce here. And now she wants to be in the front office. She said she's
so cool.
Broadcasting was her first thought after her playing career, but now she's thinking front office instead, which would be great.
Which is just such a cool story. And by the way, not would be the first Little League star to become a general manager. Chris Drury is the Rangers general manager, was a Little League baseball star. By the way, New York Rangers general manager. She, by the way, when she was pitching, 3.4 overnight rating is still the highest semifinals game ever rated. And the Little League World Series was a game Monet Davis started. She was the first female pitcher to pitch a shutout in the postseason in Little League history. So she was an unbelievable story. Good to see her working in baseball. So yesterday, that's a nice little nugget. A nice little nugget. When we come back, will James Harden start the season in Philly? And what the heck did moist pork get me that's in this bag? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.